Last of a three-game set between the Astros and Rays. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon, and both teams are ready to go. We'll take you to the bottom of the first. Logan Morrison at the plate.
And that's lifted out in the center fairly deep. It chases back. Mariznick still going back. Reaches up, makes the catch, and then crashes into the wall. Oh, my. One out. 2-2. And that's ripped down the left field line. Ball is hooking, and it hits the foul pole. A two-run home run for Steven Souza Jr., and it's 3-0 Rays.
Here's the pitch. This ball's driven.
Shane Peterson looks up, and that's gone. Big two-out home run for Carlos Correa. Makes it a 4-2 ball game.
First pitch to Altuve, and that's drilled deep to left field. Going back on it is Dickerson, and he will watch that one go. Second home run in as many days for Jose Altuve, and it's 4-3 Tampa Bay. Now the 1-0. And that's ripped into right field for a base hit. Beltran can walk home. 5-4 Astros in the 10th. Now the 0-1. And that's lined in the left center field for a base hit. Rounding third and coming home, Altuve. Here comes the throw home by Borges. It's cut off. Altuve scores in a rundown. Now McCann between second and third. And the Astros lead by 2.
6-4 Astros is your final score. The victory gives the Astros their first series win at Tropicana Field since June of 2008. After his brilliant catch, Jake Mariznick would come out of the game because of concussion-like symptoms. A.J. Hinch and the Rays persevered through a 4-0 deficit to win the game 6-4 in extra innings. Here's the skipper on his team's performance.
We've got a good lineup, and I think sometimes, you know, I think a good lineup means you're expected to do something positive every single time, and it's not the case. You got to hang in there with competing your bats, and, you know, slowly but surely we're seeing better swings out of Altuve. We've seen great swings out of Correa. He didn't get nearly rewarded enough for the type of approach that he had today. Yuli had a great series, so I think it doesn't matter where it comes from our order, we got a chance to put an inning together. Four runs is tough to come back. Started with Musgrove. He did an exceptional job of collecting himself, and our hitters kept staying in there even though we had trouble early. Just a tremendous character win for us, falling behind like we did and being able to rally at the end.
Brian McCann knocked in the go-ahead run on Sunday with a 10th inning single to right field. Here's McCann on the play.
I'm swinging good pitches and not missing them.
It's kind of more of the same with this lineup, but you guys never feel like you're out of it, it seems like.
We never do. That's what the beauty of this team is. We're so deep that the bottom of the order can get you, the top of the order can get you, and so it's a great lineup to hit in.
Joe Musgrove allowed 4 earned runs in the first inning on Sunday against the Rays, but the Astro bounced back to win the game in the 10th. Here's the Astros pitcher on the victory.
The first inning, was that unfolded?
Yeah, that was tough. You know, like we talked about, I made a few adjustments this week with delivery and stuff. And going out in the first, I actually felt really good. You know, I mean, me and McCann talked at the end of it, and I thought my command and then delivery felt the best in the first inning. But, you know, you get punched in the mouth, you got to get up and punch back. So I came in after that first inning, and I think the problem in the first was just not being able to make good two-strike pitches. You know, I was in control of most of the at-bats, just didn't put guys away. You know, a tough bounce on the leadoff by Dickerson. You know, the ball kicks away, nothing we can do about that. You know, the ground ball double play is too slow to turn two. So a couple tough situations, but, you know, I got to do a better job of minimizing damage there and trying to get out with something less than 4. But from that point on, you know, I came in and George talked to me and he said, you know, just find a way to keep us in this game and we'll find a way to get back in it. And, you know, we did just that. It was incredible to watch the guys slowly chip away. And, you know, Yuli with that big hit, Gaddy with the big, you know, sack off the bench. So, I mean, it was all around good team win.
Were you more aggressive after the first, you think?
Yeah, and I was a little concerned in the first with my follow through, you know, trying to stay clean and smooth through a delivery. And I felt the velo was still there and everything. I just feel like I didn't have the same mentality. So after that first, you know, like I said, just tried to bounce back and really go at the guys. And if I was going to get beat, I want to get beat with my best stuff. So, you know, I kind of got away from worrying too much about mechanical things and just went at them and tried to battle for the rest of the outing.
When did Springer tell you that?
In the first inning. You know, I gave up 4. And, yeah, it was tough to give up 4 in the first and still have that, you know, that push to go back out there. But, you know, I didn't give up, and I talked with him, and he kind of settled me down a little bit. And, you know, it's just with this team, you never feel like you're out of it. So I knew if I can keep him off the board for the rest of the outing that we'd have a chance to slowly chip away, and we did that.
Astros are off on Monday. They'll be in Cleveland on Tuesday to face the Indians.